AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump told reporters that he sees an end to the U.S. war effort against Iran. The AP's Ben Thomas has more.
I think we're 2 or 3 weeks
in. Yeah.
We'll leave. Because there's no reason for us to do this.
He was asked about the war's impact on Americans, especially at the gas pump.
We're $4, yeah, and we have a country that's not going to be throwing a nuclear weapon at us in 6 months.
But Americans are feeling the effects in the interim.
And they're also feeling a lot safer.
What is the plan to bring them back down?
All I have to do is leave Iran, and we'll be doing that very soon, and they'll become tumbling down.
But as for reopening the Strait of Hormuz, through which some 20% of the world's oil passes...
That's not for us. That'll be for France. That'll be for whoever's using the strait. But I think when we leave, probably that's all cleared up.
The White House says the president will address the nation on the war Wednesday night. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Officials in Iraq say an American journalist was kidnapped yesterday in Baghdad, adding that Iraqi security forces are pursuing her captors. The journalist was identified as freelancer Shelley Kittleson by one of the outlets she worked for. A U.S. official blamed the Iran-backed Iraqi militia Kataib Hezbollah. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to suspend the construction of the $400 million ballroom at the White House. The ruling bars any further work from proceeding without congressional approval. The administration had already demolished the east wing of the White House to make space for the project. Trump has signed an executive order to create a nationwide list of verified eligible voters and to restrict mail-in voting. The move has quickly drawn legal threats from state Democratic officials ahead of this year's midterm elections. More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a positive outlook for today's Artemis II launch.
After weeks of fuel leaks and other issues, everything seems to be going NASA's way in Florida as a countdown proceeds towards a Wednesday launch of the Artemis II mission, sending the first astronauts to the moon since Apollo 17 in 1972. Forecasters put the odds of favorable weather conditions at 80%.
Looks pretty good. Even if we have showers around, we have a 2-hour launch window, we should be able to shoot the gap between those showers, and none of these look particularly vigorous.
Launch weather officer at NASA, Mark Berger.
Tomorrow looks to be the best. Other days hit and miss, but still pretty good. There's nothing here that is screaming a no-go for the entirety of the window for any one of these attempts.
The launch team will begin fueling the 32-story rocket Wednesday morning in anticipation of an evening send-off. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.